to another episode of the Drunken Joystick. We got a happy hour edition, and today's special is The Godfather 2. Where did it all go wrong? My name is Greg, and what's in my glass? Well, I figured we're talking about a classic series. We're going to need a classic cocktail, so I have a very simple and traditional margarita.
Oh, that sounds good.
It's just two parts tequila, one part triple sec, one part lime juice with a salted rim. And I got to give a shout out to my fellow Greg over on YouTube at How to Drink. He came up with this simplified margarita recipe. And let me tell you, it hits. It hits hard.
Oh, man, that guy's got a lot of good drinks.
Mm-hmm.
I am Michael, everybody. Owner of the club on Xbox and PlayStation. Today, I got one of my favorites and probably one of the most simple drinks that is on my favorites list, Tito's and tea.
Mm-mm.
Except today, we got one extra element, and this is sun-brewed tea my lovely girlfriend made up for me, and it is, oh, it's hitting different today.
You said a little less sweet this time. Is that
a little
good or
less
bad?
Sweet. I prefer an unsweetened tea mixed with my vodka, so this is perfect, exactly how I like it.
I still remember the first time we drank that kind of a drink. I think we were at the Hitchin' Post, weren't we?
No, I remember vividly. It was Conneaut 618.
The 618 Tavern.
Yeah. Your mom got us hooked on it. I thought she was tricking me. She's like, hey, go over there and order this. I'm like, oh boy, am I going to get laughed at? No. In fact, no. It changed my life.
I was going to say, in fact, it changed my life. Well, you know what else? You know what else changed our lives?
Well, what's that?
Oh, man. Well, we're talking about The Godfather 2.
Oh.
Not the original. Not today. Because the original, I think, deserves a little more than a happy hour.
Definitely.
Yeah, so, you know, the original Godfather game, we have some fond memories with it.
It's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
No gangster game has come close.
Did you know that it was actually EA's first ever M-rated game?
No, get out of here.
Yeah, so
really?
Yeah, that was their first foray into the mature ratings. So
wow.
So, yeah, they were both developed by EA Redwood Shores. So that's kind of surprising that, you know, the first one could be so good and then the second one can just take a giant dump.
I also want to add that the first one, in my opinion, out of all video games that are based on movies, that is the perfect example of doing it right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was so cool how they incorporated you into the story, but they kind of showed things in the game that would have happened like off screen. Like you took place in things that never really happened in the movie.
Yeah, they just assassinations kind of, and mm-hmm. some of the, you know, but like you said,
and like planting the gun to go kill Sollozzo.
Oh,
and all that.
That was cool. That was really cool.
So they were both developed by the same studio, and actually EA Redwood Shores was turned into Visceral Games, who was responsible for the Dead Space series. And actually their last game ever was Battlefield Hardline before being shut down in 2017.
Wow, that is crazy. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so they have some, you know, some good series under their belt, and, you know, EA just kind of moved on, closed them down in 2017, RIP.
Wow, all right.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, The Godfather 2. You and I recently got together, and we started a new game. We're like, maybe we're remembering it wrong. We both know it's nowhere near as good as the first game, but maybe we got to give it another chance.
Yeah.
So I don't even think it was 2 hours. I've beaten the game a few times, but this most recent playthrough, wow, it was bad.
We spent more time in the character creator than we did in the real game.
We did. And I got to say, our guy looked pretty legit.
Yeah, and that is the one thing that I wanted to touch on. Like, they definitely fleshed out the character creator a little more. In some good ways and some bad, I think.
Yeah.
But they definitely gave you more options. You could definitely make your Dominic look however you want.
Yeah, I think
for better or worse.
I think taking away some of the extra stuff like the scars and blemishes, that was kind of a a mistake.
A bummer, yeah.
But the characters overall obviously look a lot better than the original. But that is about the only thing they did right, in my opinion.
Yeah, and also, like, I gotta give them credit for, you know, taking risks with that Dawn view, kind of adding that RTS, real-time strategy element. Like, you know, they definitely tried to innovate, which is something you don't see much from EA anymore, you know, trying whole new things like that. And, you know, it kind of went over poorly. But they also, like, I'll admit the graphics are obviously better, but I even think, at least in the beginning, I think the acting is even stronger than the first one, at least the voice acting. And that could just be a product of its time. You know, the original Godfather's a little older. Voice acting wasn't exactly as much of a skill at that time, I guess. But
yeah, it wasn't. It was kind of, not in all cases, but during that time period in video gaming history, I think it was overlooked. You know, let's focus more on gameplay. That's not a good thing or a bad thing. I'm just saying at that time. Nowadays, we have both. We have great acting and great games. But, yeah, I see what you mean. That tutorial kind of at the beginning of the game is a little lacking. Not until you get to James Caan and Robert Duvall's part. You know, real-world actors reprising
their roles.
Yeah. It was really good. But, no, for the most part, the Godfather 2's acting from the very beginning was way better. Whoever does the voice for Hyman Roth, Dominic, Michael, Fredo, that was all really, really done really well.
Yeah. So Tom Hagen comes back for the second one. I'm pretty sure Fredo is the original voice actor.
Oh, I didn't know that.
From the real movie. But, I mean, so with all that being said, and with all, like, the Godfather 2 was probably set up to succeed better than any other movie-based game, just coming off of the strengths that the first one had.
Yeah.
And then you couple in, you know, the updated graphics, the expanded scope of everything, but it just totally flopped. And, you know,
I mean, it flopped.
It's a shame.
Big. What was the sales on the second game?
So the first game sold 2 million copies. Mm-hmm. Which was a success, and the second game sold less than 400,000, which for all intents and purposes is a total failure.
That, and I am sad to say that I own one of those 400,000 copies.
Yeah.
That's so unfortunate.
And that's the thing, like, going back and reading through some old interviews with the developers, like, it's clear that they had a huge passion for the Godfather franchise when they were developing the first game. I'll read a little quote here. This is straight from one of the developers. He said, "When dealing with a property like The Godfather, you have to take special care in making sure your work meets the level fans have come to expect from the franchise. We had to hit a home run." And that was a response to why the game was delayed. So initially it was supposed to release in the fall of 2005, but it was actually pushed back to spring 2006.
I remember that because it was actually, I'm a spring baby, and that was a birthday present. I got it in the spring of 2006, right when it came out.
It's got to be the best birthday present.
I remember immediately leaving all of my friends behind at my birthday party, and I was like, look, I don't care if you guys watch or if you all go home, but this is what I'm doing.
I gotta play The Godfather.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they all went outside and enjoyed the nice spring sunny day, and I was like, nope, I've been waiting for this game for a long time.
Well, yeah, we could go on and on about the original Godfather, but it's just clear that amount of passion that was there for the first game, I don't know if there's just not any articles out there about the second one or whatever, but it's pretty evident that there just wasn't that amount of passion for the second one.
I wonder if that has anything to do with the people at EA. They seem to really have changed course.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of passion in a lot of their games anymore, and I'm wondering if they were kind of dropping the hammer down on them, like, hey, that first one was pretty successful. Crank out another one, like, right now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what I think could have happened if we had to get speculative about it. Because it had it had just as long as a development cycle as the first one. It was about a 2-year development cycle, and it was being built on the same engine. Because apparently the engine that the Godfather ran on was, it was specifically built from the ground up for the Godfather. So that was the first time ever using that engine. So you would think by, you know, Godfather 2.
Yeah, that would cut down time and they could focus more on other areas. But I'm telling you what, it is lacking. And
which
I
guess
think,
they did well, with the Dawn's view, but it just fell flat.
Yeah,
you know?
It was really interesting because the entire first game, you're a no-name street kid that if you 100% the game, you can become Dawn of New York City. That's the
right.
Dawn of Dawns. And then, of course, they kill your character off in the second game. Spoiler alert. And they're like, well, you're immediately going to become Dawn, and you have this new feature called Dawn View. How do you control run business? You got to hire guards. You got to upgrade yourself and your crew. They kind of threw
in you some build up a crew
very
from
basic RPG elements, super basic. But I was excited for it. I remember watching the trailers and the developer videos. This is what we're doing. Check this out. And I'm like, this looks really freaking cool. And then I remember playing it actually at your house. And I think I was bored by the end of that gaming session. I was thoroughly bummed out.
And, you know, going back and reading through all of the marketing that kind of went behind The Godfather 2, it all sounds great. Like, it sounds like it's going to be keeping in line with the first one, with the business extortions, which was like the golden gaming mechanic from that first one, while also enhancing the Black Hand combat system a little bit, making it even more brutal, giving you more options, giving you an entire map, a 3D map, which at least in my memory, that was the first time ever seeing something like that in a game of this size, to take, you know, a regular game mechanic and kind of make it, you know, a 3D interactable map that if somebody attacks one of your businesses, you go over to that business. It's on fire. It's like, it's a real-time map. So all of this kind of seemed like it was setting up to be even better than the first one. But man, it just didn't hit.
I'm confused on The Godfather 2 confuses me because it seems so cool. They got all these cool features, some that you just listed. They kept the extortion. It's based on a very successful movie. A lot of the original actors reprise their roles again. We have the character creator. What is it still lacking? I mean, I think they really stripped back the cutscenes. There weren't as many cool cutscenes. There's less than half the amount of businesses to extort, which was my favorite thing in the first game.
Right.
It's like they added all these neat elements, but they didn't quite hit the mark they wanted to, and they stripped way back on the things that they should have kept.
Yeah, and like you brought up, just that inherent striving for success in the first one, and you're starting from the ground up and working your way to take over New York City. Now in the second one, you're immediately Dawn, which you're becoming Dawn of a very struggling family, but it's just not the same when you're kind of already...
We were saying last weekend when we were playing it, we played for like 2 hours and then we stopped and we're like, so, how do you feel? It's just too easy. And when a game is too easy, it gets boring quick.
Yeah.
I mean, it is so easy. I mean, I forgot when we replayed it that I had unfortunately bought some DLC. So we already started off with level 4 weapons.
Oh, yeah.
With no way to remove from the inventory. I mean, I guess maybe we could have uninstalled the DLC.
Fucking street sweeper
mission. Immediately. The only thing you're spending money on is upgrades for your crew.
Because all the clothes are free.
All the clothes are free. There's no respect meter anymore. There's no like I said, there's upgrades, but I don't think there's attributes where you unlock skills. There's not street smarts and fighting and health and all that. It's just it was just boring.
Yeah, and it's funny you say that.
It's not even like the story and the cutscenes were so cool that it kind of made up for a lack of content within the gameplay.
It wasn't like an interactive movie. I didn't care about the story at all. Yeah.
And the city didn't even feel like a city to me. It felt like there was all these random like little ramps and hidden ways you could get in. It felt like a platforming game, not an action story driven game, you know?
Yeah. One of the reviews from GameSpy actually said that The Godfather 2 commits one of the biggest sins of any sandbox style game, being a boring and ugly sandbox, which is exactly what you're
really
saying.
It's
just
atrocious.
It has no soul. There's no soul to it. And the fact, like, from the jump, when you get into the quote-unquote real game after that little cinematic intro, which I thought was very well done, even if it was kind of forced to kill off your character, that's still, I thought it was well done. But immediately, as soon as you exit the compound, you're in the middle of the fucking city. Like, it doesn't make any sense. Why is the compound in the middle of the city?
Yeah,
they stripped
the map. They stripped the map way down so that they could add three small maps. Miami, somewhere in Cuba, I think, and New York. And you're like, oh, New York City. It's like two city blocks. It's embarrassing. And somehow they got, what, two or three family compounds crammed right within a block of each other.
Right.
And they're fighting over four businesses. Like, oh. Now, it sucked. I hated how they changed the rackets. Cool idea where if you control all businesses in a single racket, you get an upgrade, but an upgrade that you visually can't remove. I'm Dawn of New York City wearing a three-piece suit. I don't need an ammo belt and a bulletproof vest attached to my character that you can't take off.
Riding around with your cars boarded up with metal windows.
Oh, yeah. Like, I don't know.
So, yeah, despite how video gamey, quote-unquote, the first one was, the second one doubled down on that, kind of in a similar way, totally off topic, but kind of in a similar way that, like, Far Cry 2 did into Far Cry 3. Just kind of taking you out of the immersion, and now all of a sudden you're walking around with a crew wearing these ugly ass body armor suits and showing up in a metaled up vehicle. But
I hated it. I I can say right now, I hate it. I really truly do.
I feel you. One of the things that we have to keep in mind though is, so this is both interesting and kind of prophetic, I guess you would say. So the first movie made $287 million at the box office with a budget of $7 million, which is crazy.
Wow. Especially back in the early 70s. That's amazing.
Yeah. But the second movie only sold up to $88 million with a budget of $13 million. So it had a higher budget. It sold a hell of a lot less. So it can you can kind of see where we're going here. Like,
I thought maybe the gaming community would have picked up this game a little more than 400,000 copies. You know what I mean? Because I was excited for it. So it word must have spread quickly that this game is not like the first in all the worst ways.
Yeah. And, you know, you just don't have quite as big of a following when you're basing your game off of the second movie, when the first movie is like a literal legend.
And everybody's seen that.
The second movie is still great, but, you know, how many people have watched it compared to the first? It's got to be at least half.
True.
So I think that definitely factored into why The Godfather 2 went wrong, but you still can't use that as an excuse for just how poorly designed of a game it was. So
yeah, it was bad. They could have called the second game The Godfather 2 and not based it on the movie at all. If they would have just expanded on what they were doing in the first game, I think it would have been a little more successful.
Right.
That's unfortunate. You know what else is unfortunate?
Your drink's empty.
Oh, it's gone.
That might be enough dunking on The Godfather 2 for the day.
Yeah.
Have we gotten it all out? I think I've gotten it all out. I can move on now.
Yeah, I got my frustrations out. I've vented some things. So maybe when they make The Godfather 3, they'll listen to this. And
oh, my gosh. I wish, man.
Well, buddy, I think I want to make one of those margaritas. That sounds really good.
Mm. Make sure you salt the rim.
I need to get drunk after talking about that. That game is just depressing.
Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of the Drunken Joystick, where the gaming debate is strong, but the drinks are stronger. Take care.